Hi, dictation for Courtney Lewis. K-O-U-R-T like Tom, N-E-Y, L-E-W-I-S, Courtney Lewis. Date of birth 7/22/97, date of accident 2/7/2021, and date of services 2/9/2022. It's your presenting illness. Ms. Courtney Lewis is here following for a follow-up visit. She's referred from her attorney's office from J.C. Auto Law for evaluation. An IME report was submitted that has been evaluated and read in full. The patient consistently complains of pain in the lower back to the tune of 7, with no radiation to the legs or a radiculopathy. No pain in the neck or middle back is reported, and no pain in the extremities is reported. No symptoms of TBI are reported. The patient has done physical therapy more than a year of therapy has been done, and pain level remains between 6 and 7 with no relief. The patient does report 40% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident. The ADLs that are reported are not beyond 50% affected in any category. In the system review, only neurology and psych patient has anxiety and poor work performance, but there is no dizziness, vertigo, headache, seizures, blackouts, or any memory loss or balance problem or vision problems. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back and lower back stiffness. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of bowels or any other major issues reported. No blood in the stool, trouble swallowing, or stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 115 over 75, pulse is 62, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 1/19/2022, dictation number 0130-007. Only extremities, musculoskeletal examination is needed, along with general review. The diagnosis remains the same plan of care. After reviewing the IME, and although we do not have the MRI report from ScanClear, it is reported that the patient has a herniated disc at L5-S1, and in our examination, we found that the patient does have mild tenderness of both sacroiliac joints, and with positive Faber test and Gonsalin test, we believe that the patient is suffering from a herniated disc leading to pain due to the edema, swelling, and tears in the annulus of the disc, as well as the bilateral sacroiliac joint as the pathology causing the persisting pain beyond a year. And it is believed that an attempt should be made for two times of the sacroiliac joint injection for diagnostic therapeutic reason, as well as a LESI 4 to 6 times for therapeutic reason. If that doesn't bring relief, a surgical consultation would be opted, and that is where I will differ from the IME's in evaluation. At this time, it is reported that at L5-S1, the disc is herniated, and there is a mass effect on the thecal sac, and minimal disc bulge is noticed at L4-L5. These options were discussed with the patient, and the patient does not want any injection treatment or any surgical opinion, and she has assigned such a release. We'll again impress upon her if she's interested that it would be in her benefit to relieve the pain, because no, we are not going to provide her long-term therapy for pain relief as it is neuropathic pain. The patient will be discharged from care from our side. At this time, she doesn't need any physical therapy. Thank you. She's already working part-time, I believe. Thank you.